This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 8 Colorado-based Red Cross volunteers are in Florida ahead of Hurricane Ian. They help provide shelter, food, and health services to communities impacted by the storm. 5 of the volunteers are from the organization's Southeastern Colorado chapter, which is located in Colorado Springs. A man who had a stun gun used on him while in restraints at the Boulder County Jail has sued the Boulder County Sheriff's Office, as well as 2 commanders, a sergeant, and 7 deputies. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Travis Cole of Arkansas was arrested by police on a handful of misdemeanor charges while visiting Longmont in 2020. According to the lawsuit, at the jail, several officers from the Boulder County Sheriff's Office sat him in a restraint chair and put a spit bag over his head. While restrained, Cole was tased for 5 seconds by former Sergeant Christopher Mecca, who was later charged and sentenced to probation. The Boulder Sheriff's Office say they acted quickly after Mecca violated their policies. The department denied allegations in Cole's lawsuit that held them responsible for the sergeant's actions. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
2 volunteer coaches from Pueblo South High School's football team have been suspended after a fight at Friday night's Cannon game in Pueblo. Athletes from both teams also faced disciplinary actions. Officials ended the game just before halftime after the fight erupted. Pueblo D60 says it could still issue other disciplinary actions. The rivalry began between the 2 schools in 1959. It became the Cannon game in 1976, when the victor began taking a real Civil War-era cannon back to their school. Right now in Pueblo, it's 78 degrees. This is CPR News.